The score of Tosca from bar one till the last bar has a huge thrust, sets all the performers and the audience under huge pressure, because the timing, you have the feeling of the action happening in front of your eyes. Something real is going on. And of course we have nice arias and nice duetto, but the frame is dictated by the surge of the action and of the story. Tosca has been performing in 1900, and the drama by Sardou was quite recent. I think it was in the late 1880s. So it was a very quick process, I think, of, because Puccini was not the only one who wanted to put to see this in music. No? And it was extremely modern for this time, and provoking, I would say, because if the libretto itself is telling things quite unusual for this time in the Italian opera. No, this is what we call verismo. It means a way of making opera very, very close to the usual life. And for example, the most famous aria of Cavaradossi, no, at the end before he get killed, he's remembering a night of love with Tosca. He says she came in and he took her dresses off. And that was for this time. And the music describes the dress of Tosca falling down. And I mean, I think the audience was not prepared to this. And this is, and it's about Tosca, about blood, sex, politic, is all together. And it was very actual. And Puccini dared use this. Tosca was really revolutionary. It was the fifth opera by Puccini. If you think the one before was Bohème, very innocent, of course, very, very passionate, but very, very innocent. The love of a poor student and a poor young girl. But here it's about power. And of course, the music is completely adjusted to this very high spectrum range of feeling and passion and so on. What I wish is the audience perceives not only the popular, the tunes, or the very known tunes, but also the extremely the subtleties of the story and the music, because there are plenty of them. For example, Tosca, the character of Tosca has a lot of faces. No? She's the prima donna, she's jealous, she's very childish sometimes she's like a panther, and the singing line displays all this. If you think her aria, Vissi d'arte, very slow, is like, is not a is not a prayer. Is she's just she has self-pity moment. This so, and it is very, very smooth line, very Italian, very, very, very much soprano. So, but then when she is jealous, you see the singing line, her line jumps up and down very quickly, very short, not a hint of a melody, because Tosca is all but cheap. It's really like a perfect clockwork. No time to meditate or to understand it. You are just get carried. This, the piece carries you throughout the evening. You, me, everybody.